Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Home Free by Fern Michaels, performed by Laurel Merlington. I'd like to dedicate this book to some very special people in my life, to my sister Doris Forensic, to Sarah and Bob Schwager, Marty Friedman, Audrey and Michael Bernstein, and to Jill and Patsy at Dorchester Jewelers. Thank you. I couldn't do it without all of you in my corner. Fern Michaels. Prologue. Martine Connor hung up the phone. Her eyes burned with unshed tears. She slid off her chair onto her knees and hugged the dog, which was looking at her expectantly. She had come to love this dog more than anything in the whole world, more than her absentee brother and sister, more than her job as president. And the dog loved her. She was sure of it. She was at her side 24/7, even in security meetings. She slept at the foot of her bed. Cleo was the first thing she saw in the morning when she opened her eyes, and the last thing she saw at night when she closed them. The tears she'd been trying to hold in check trickled down her cheeks and fell onto the big dog's shoulder as the president cupped Cleo's head in her two hands. She wanted to say something, but the words just wouldn't come. The big dog suddenly stiffened. She looked around, turning her head this way and that, then ran to the door. The president sighed and got to her feet and walked over to the door. She opened it, and Cleo moved like lightning, shrill, happy barks filling the halls of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The president swiped at her tears a second time. She waited as she remembered all she knew about Master Sergeant Gus Sullivan. A remarkable man in all ways, according to what she'd read. A career soldier. He'd called himself a foot soldier. When she met him, he'd already put in 26 years, which made him 46 years of age. And now, a year later, he was looking at retirement, something that hadn't been in his plans. What was it he'd said? "My life is the military. It's the only home I've ever known." How was a wounded soldier, possibly handicapped for life, going to make it when he was suddenly thrust into a world he hadn't lived in for 27 years? The president shook her head to clear her thoughts. Master Sergeant Gus Sullivan could be seen guiding his wheelchair down the hall, with a Marine on each side of him, Cleo frolicking and dancing ahead of the trio. "Welcome home, Gus," the president said as she held out her hand.
"Thank you, Madam President. And thank you for seeing me on such short notice. They let me out of Walter Reed to come and see Cleo. I hope that was okay."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?